abstract and illuminate, elaborate upon some facts that will delineate the skeleton, the architecture of today's show. After the fact, it will be enriched. The supplement, the medicine to go with the show, the music, without which this would be indistinguishable from a stream of mechanically curated YouTube best ofs put together by algorithm. But anyhow, Coton, Prince Video, please enjoy. Thank you.
Offered through the First Nations and Indigenous Studies program, FNIS 401G, Indigenous Law and the Settler State, is a three-credit course being taught by New Channel scholar Johnny Mack in Term 2.
This course will focus on the relationships between Indigenous law, state law, and policy, whilst taking up key issues of their legal agency in the lawmaking process. Please visit fnis.arts.ubc.ca for more information.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
The promo was surprisingly short, so here I am again. Hey, it's John. And I actually have a guest in the studio today, and I'll be able to introduce her in a moment. Plus, hopefully, our programming coordinator, director, Sarah Cordingly, will be in briefly to talk about 24 Hours of Radio Art, which is a tradition at CITR, many other radio stations, every year on the 17th of January, the day art was born, as it turns out. Yes, this is true. January 17th, we have a series of programmers, sound artists, etc., collaborate hour-long blocks of their programmed content, curated content, their original improvisation, etc. Very cool. What we just heard was Prison Cell from Wolfenstein OSX, the album Pyongyang Nights. You know how it is with these vaporwave artists. I couldn't actually tell you where Wolfenstein is from. It's for the best, you know, it's put on the Korean makeup, pretend as if appropriation, you know, all very troubling, but sort of a nice segue from the more, let's say, uproarious cheese, sort of interesting cinematic programming we got from Coton, that track Prince Video. Very nice sort of exploitation B-movie groove to that one. And originally, when I set this playlist out, it was sort of going to move from that nice fantastical sound, start troubling it, disrupting it. But, you know, I have no idea what's going to happen. Lindsay... Tell me, as a prospective media arts student, that is the program you're applying to,
yeah,
right? At Concordia. What do you think about the role of CITR in the world today? That's my great segue, by the way. Everyone who's listening, that's my incredible skills as a presenter. I just made that terrible leap. Sorry. But yeah, are you excited to be here at the station? Like,
yeah, I'm really excited to be here at the station. I've always been interested in communication and like what I can do in it. And I think the radio station at UBC is cool because you guys have lots of programs that you do where you want to get students involved in the radio station and you want to have people speak out and get what they want to say out. And I really think that's cool. And plus, you guys are supporting local musicians, mm-hmm, and musicians that go to the school. And I think that's really... really awesome as well. I didn't really know much about the radio station until I actually applied to volunteer here. So mm-hmm. I'm learning as I can.
Yeah,
as
for sure. It's a bit of a secret, but it's always very accessible. So I plead to you, any students who might be listening right now, if you're like, who is this guy? How'd he get a show? What is he doing just talking right now? I challenge you, please come to the station and take my place. Kick me off air. Send in your great demo. Get involved. It's very easy. It's very accessible. It's a very loving community. And again, Lindsay will be here with me throughout the show. So perhaps we'll touch base again soon on air. But coming up next, we've got Anthony Child. Typically goes by the moniker of Surgeon, under which he has become essentially the most renowned, one of the most renowned techno artists, DJs of current times, and this is from his Mego's Edition Mego release, Sorry, let me just bring out the CDR right now. Get this floppy disk in there. Yeah, here we go. Actually, having a bit of technical difficulties right now. So we're going to go back to Wolfenstein OS X for a bit, and then we will be right back with you. Oh, hey, well, we're back. All right, Anthony Child, All Around and Inside, electronic recordings from Maui Jungle. And speaking of problematic, there's something to be said for that. And Anthony Child's recording, as it turns out, doesn't really lay claim to that sort of colonial narrative that might make, you know, this tradition of music, you know, experimenters, avant-garde musicians, particularly those working in industrial, techno, those genres, laying claim to some naturalism, exploiting third world countries, their nature as a sort of source of inspiration or purity, you know, etc. But, you know, maybe I'm just making a fuss. And as it turns out, there's a great argument to be made in Anthony Child's favor that I may or may not touch upon, because really, it's all minute to minute, lacking context, without stable structure or narrative with which I would have to give the show, and that I have not. Anthony Child, All Around and Inside. Thank you. So this is a YouTube video right now of kittens and cats meowing. The first comment is like 1,000 persons has died by an earthquake. I thought it was going to be like, and you're here watching this cats and kittens video and not working for the Red Cross? How's that make you feel, Sarah, accordingly?
Those cats are working for the Red Cross.
Okay. I'm kind of, I don't know how to respond to that. I will say, did you hear, the cat fae? The cat fae has to close down for a bit because they ran out of cats.
Oh no.
All of them got adopted.
Well, I guess that's for the best.
Is it?
Well, they've got homes. I'm sure no cat wants to be in a cat cafe like all the time.
You know what? I had a cat. I'm pretty sure it didn't know what it wanted.
I'm pretty sure it didn't want to hang out with other cats. That is, my cat does not want to be anywhere near any other cats ever. She told me.
Cats meowing very loudly, very angry cats. Okay, I'm sorry. Before we get...
On CITR, we're going to have a program that's just for cats, and then...
Cats by cats?
FCFC? Cats are contributing, but it's going to be...
Cats are always contributing.
Mainly,
and
like...
certainly contributing in, for you.
Yes, like, yeah,
you,
definitely.
You could not work as you do if without...
Yeah, it's probably true, but okay. I don't think we would have cats in the studio.
Should I say what we just played?
Sure.
Okay, we just heard Shape Worship's Timesis, Shape Worship, London DJ... interesting little bit of bubbling, percolating track, bit of trappy drums, bass kicking near the second half. He calls it a politicized record himself, Ed Gillett. And it's interesting then, that sense of bubbling, percolation, sort of comparing that to what we heard before that, which was Anthony Child's All Around and Inside off of Electronic Recordings, The Maui Jungle. That sense of politicization, you know, the unevenness of the track, the improvisation of the production, how it constantly sort of undermines itself, disrupts itself. Just thought that was kind of interesting.
That guy also likes cats.
How do you know that?
I saw a picture of him with a cat.
Yeah, that cat doesn't like him, though. That cat's ready to looking at someone else.
No, that cat's that cat looking at? Totally down. Cats are hard to read. I think we can all agree.
Can we talk about radio art, Sarah?
Sure.
What is radio art?
Radio art generally is... something that explores specifically the medium of broadcast radio. So it's an art piece that's often sound art or collage art, but usually and hopefully it plays with the sort of one-way broadcasting, you know, the way that the signal is sort of floating through the air, the way that it can be picked up for free, basically, by anyone, anywhere. So it's, it's something that, draws attention to, you know, the particulars of, of FM broadcasting and something that sort of subverts the typical and traditional uses of broadcasting, which are generally more news delivery or pop music force feeding.
So when listeners tune in this January 17th to 24 hours of radio art, they're not just going to be hearing a selection of like experimental music or...
They will be hearing a wide variety of things. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a lot of local sound artists, sort of found sounds and collage, a lot of live audio experiments, pre-recorded, like computer-generated things. Maybe some. There might be some crystal bowl healing. It's going to be a wide range of things. A lot of it will be more typically sound art, and hopefully some of it will be more of an experiment in FM radio.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got to say there is one pitfall to this whole plot, this plan. Now, I know there are a lot of artists who will be unable to make it to the 24 hours of radio art because they'll be on hoverboards, and I'm going to start a petition. We need to make sure that hoverboards, which, as far as I'm concerned, are the future of transportation, pedestrian transport, are allowed within the station, within the UBC Nest.
It does seem like an arbitrary rule. If they can have salsa dancing in the beautiful UBC Nest here at UBC on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam people, then they need to open it up to hoverboards. I agree.
Sarah, do we know who's going to be hosting 24 Hours of Radio Art this year?
There's going to be not one specific host, but there'll be a lot of people contributing. We'll have some of the people who originated radio art back in 1992, actually, will be involved. Bill Mullen, who is a regular CITR programmer that does the show Randophonic on...
Very cool.
And also Peter Courtmanchet and Sarah Lapsley is going to do some early morning stuff. Hopefully our friend right here, John Koo, will maybe be doing something fancy for us. And so we're still nailing down the schedule. Keep your eye on CITR.ca. We'll have some updates soon. But yeah, it'll be a variety of local sound, a lot of people that do video art and that kind of thing as well. But local artists that aren't regular CITR contributors, plus some special broadcasting from regular CITR hosts that you know and love.
Speaking of art.
Oh, art.
You can go to the CITR.ca website and look up radio art, 24 hours of radio art, listen to a whole host of podcasts and from years past of the 24 hours of radio art, just to get sort of a sampler. To prepare your palette for the 17th, when we will again have a 24 hours of radio art.
That's right. And if you're interested in sort of the early years of it, there's actually sort of a best of curated 2-hour thing of what happened on 24 hours of radio art from 1992 to 1996. And so it's curated and commented upon by many of the contributors and organizers. And you can find that at absolutevalueofnoise.ca, I think.
You see. Sarah, by being in here right now, do you know that you are making radio art? Because you are... When I'm just in here doing Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, to which you are listening to now, Wednesdays, 3 to 4 p.m., hold this totalitarian role, and I can say whatever, and it just goes out, and it's all equal. You know, all the sounds generated are equal. They hold equal authority. But here you are, and you're the one who you know more than me about the radio, about art, about cats, and you have undermined the authorial role of the selector here in the studio.
Yeah, subverting the broadcast system, man. That's what we do here on CITR from time to time.
We're going to listen to Lossell's Serpents. Just came out on Jazz Records. Sort of a, not a split, but it's sort of meant to be partnered with... the Talvihoros release that Jazz just put out as well. And we'll listen to a track from that afterwards as well. And then we're going to move in a bit more of a, let's say, monastic direction. We are already going to be listening to music that is a touch more monastic, a touch more interested in the sublime rather than contours and disruptions and etc. Lost Souls here, Serpens from Science Studies 2-7, is apparently a continuation of the challenge set forth in Sign Studies 1, namely to generate music derived from computer-generated sine waves and no other sound source. So very pared down, very minimalistic. We're going to give that a listen to right now. Thanks for joining us, Sarah.
My pleasure. And don't forget to tune in on Sunday, the 17th of January.
Oh,
Art's
wait,
birthday.
Hold on. We're going to listen to some Naughty Dogs before we,
go on. Well, that does seem important, but don't forget to tune in January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM.
Yep.
Did you do this? Hey, DOG, did you do that? Is that what you did? DOG? DOG, what'd you do to the...
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10, and they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit
Let's listen
Crohn's
in
and colitis.
As one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here.
God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down. Climbed up.
Oh. Isn't there anything? 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 Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance.
Hi, hello. Whoa, that's me close to the microphone. If you're just tuning in now, you're listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM. As always, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on top of unceded Coast Salish traditional Musqueam territory. And the tracks we just heard, in descending chronological order, what we just heard most recently was Ian William Craig's Grace and Expectation. And I actually feel bad about playing that track. I was going to play another Ian William Craig track because I have played Grace and Expectation on this show before. But that's from his album last year, Cradle for the Wanting. His 2015 release on Recital, Ian William Craig, local artist from Alberta, but located in Vancouver now. A classically trained opera singer, works entirely with voice, tape, cutting up analog recording of his voice, layering it, etc. Very, very excellent, like, very critically renowned. Certainly one of those more obscure Vancouver artists that get more recognition outside of Vancouver than within, I would say. Before that, we heard Kasim Nakvi's Ha off the album Flojoy, or Fshloy, sorry, my pronunciation's a bit off here, from 2013. That's the opening track, Ha. Sort of a reverberations of, again, in a monastic sense, and I might be reading into this, but Popol Vuh's incredible Ah that opens the album, Hosanna Mantra. And just a nice little sort of interlude there. Kasim Nakvi, more typically known for his work on drums in the band Dawn of Midi. And again, before that, we heard Tavi Horos and Lossel, local sound artist, electronic artist, Tavi Horos, Scottish, I believe. And again, those two, I think those are just excerpts from their respective releases on Jazz Records, but Lossel and Tavi Horos, both just released 7 inches on Jazz Records. And again, I'm not by myself in the studio right now. I'm never really by myself. I'm always, you know, talking to you, the listener. But right now, Lindsay is joining me. And I thought it'd be cool because Lindsay is an intern here at the station. And again, you don't have to be an intern. You don't have to be a staff member to get involved at CITR. If you're interested in learning how to get on air or helping out on air or helping with stuff at the studio, learning more about music, getting more involved in the Vancouver music community, spoken word community, arts community, CITR is such a wonderful resource. But I thought, well, Lindsay is here. Like, do you have an idea of maybe one day if you did a show at CITR, what would that look like? Because I always think it's super cool to hear new ideas for shows, new concepts.
I actually was just thinking about this today while I was in the studio with you.
While we were making you toil on the putting in the CDs and the stacks and the...
Yeah, and honestly, like, I think if I had a show, I would just do it on music that I really found interesting and, like, I knew, like, some of my peers found interesting as well. Mm-hmm. And, like, just that I could talk about because, I mean, I'm sure, like, people can relate to the music that I like. And it might be, like, a bit selfish that I would only play music that I like, but...
I mean, like, that's, it always starts a bit from there, right? You know, you start from the personal and then you mm-hmm. push it outwards. And if you don't kind of have some aspect starting in the personal, then you don't necessarily have that spark that makes it unique, right?
Yeah, I mean, and I'm sure, like, the more I volunteer here and, like, if I were, like, was to be given a show, like, just the whole horizon of music that I listen to would be expanded and I'd mm-hmm. be able to, like, really be able to, like, express my... Mm. my thoughts on different types of music. Because, like, right now, I only listen to the music that, like, I listen to and my mm-hmm. friends listen to. And there's just so much more music out there. And I've, like, realized that actually volunteering here.
Mm-hmm. It's really wonderful, like, just being able to embed yourself within the community and share with other people in that community.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, especially for people who are listening and are wondering, how can I kick this Jonathan guy off the air? What is happening? Why am I not listening to... my top hits right now? Well, it's just a matter of coming down to the... And no one starts out, you know, with all the answers as a top tastemaker, you know. No one starts out fully prepared. It is totally just a process of growing that in many ways begins with getting your own show. Like, that is one of the beginnings of this little adventure that you can set out for yourself, this little journey. Anyhow, we only have 6 minutes left. I'm just going to play one more track. Heather Lies, I Abused Animal. This is going to be a compilation, or sorry, this was going to be packaged in with a Cindy Lee track from Cindy Lee, Patrick Flegel, formerly of Women, who released Malincost and Act of Tenderness in late 2015. And those have been, Act of Tenderness especially, have been absolutely incredible, heart-wrenching albums that have been in my rotation for the past few weeks constantly. I just find them totally powerful, totally exceptional. And Heather Lay, who also released her album in 2015, I Abused Animal, sort of occupies that same space, that less sort of working with more maybe noirish or sort of like lovelorn codifiers as Cindy Lee is playing with, really playing with the, you know, idea of solace, the idea of wandering, the idea of being this lonely, abject person. There's a lot more of a Spartan touch to what Heather Lay is doing, and I'm a bit at a loss as to how to describe it, but I think it's very interesting. We're going to close out on that. Again, you've been listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM. Tune in next week because I'll probably be doing something super weird in preparation for whatever I end up doing for 24 Hours of Radio Art, which is on January 17th. And again, I'm joined by Lindsay right now in the studio. Thanks so much for...
Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, it was great. And we're going to listen to Fairfield Fantasy from Heather Lay's I Abused Animal. Coming up next is Steve Zhang's Asian Wave. Steve Zhang plays Chinese Korean pop music from the current day, and touches on sort of the cultural connotations, what each song is about, what each song means, the histories of the people in those songs. Very informative, very enjoyable show. Please stay tuned. And at 5, of course, we have the Arts Report, which touches base with the artistic happenings in the Vancouver community. So yeah, see you soon, next week, as a matter of fact. Heather Lay's Fairfield Fantasy.